The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside, begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Now, the last month, 2 months, the 12, and by extension all of us, have been hearing about all the qualities of discipleship. You remember those qualities? Just say, "Yes, Father, otherwise I'm going to have to go through 6 more homilies." Now, refresher. Recognize Jesus. Deny self, empower others, be inclusive, don't seek recognition or accolades, serve one another. Now, Don Hansen calls these readings from Mark the school of discipleship. Now, I'm sure Don was not the first one to come up with that term, but since I first heard it from him, he gets the credit. School of discipleship. Now, up to this point, the 12 are failing. Failing miserably. They're not going to get a passing grade until the resurrection. Now, a good candidate for valedictorian up to this point might be Bartimaeus. Now, the Sunday readings are on a 3-year cycle. Weekday we get every year. So I've heard about Bartimaeus for a long time. I have come to really, really like Bartimaeus. I love his name. Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus. Now, in the ancient world, names were important. Names were more than just a label. They meant something. Could denote the origin of a person, where they're from. Maybe highlight a quality about them. Perhaps the hopes, dreams, destiny of that individual. And if we take that name, Timaeus, and look at the Aramaic root of that name, Tame. It means defilement, son of defilement. But if we go to the Greek, the root for Timaeus is Timae, which means honor, son of honor. The opposite ends, defilement and honor. I like to see Bartimaeus as both. Weighed down, defiled by sin, but brought back up, restored to his proper place by that encounter with Jesus. And isn't that the same story that we all have? being changed and transformed, weighed down by all the stupid stuff we do, but brought up to our proper dignity, transformed by an encounter with the Christ. Now, Bartimaeus is a faithful man. He trusts Jesus. He doesn't put on airs. He speaks plainly. He's a straight shooter. He doesn't put on a show. He doesn't try to give a sympathy sob story to get something from him. What does he do? He casts off his cloak, removes all the masks, no more posturing about him. Speaks plainly. He's there, bare for Jesus to see. What do you want? Master, I want to see. There are a number of different ways that you can take that statement. I want my physical sight restored. I want to see as everyone else sees. But also, give me spiritual sight. Show me your way. Jesus heals him. And then he tells him, go on your way. And that leaves Bartimaeus with so many different options. So many different paths he can choose. So many different directions to go. It's that last line that makes Bartimaeus so appealing. And he followed Jesus on the way. You see, Jesus' way became Bartimaeus' way. May Jesus' way be our way.